There goes the full-time whistle. It's all over. It's a victory for Galway here today. And, well, on the balance of play, Maureen, suppose Donegal, when you look at it, they just didn't get enough in the second half.
No, and I mean, there was a couple of couple of opportunities squandered there as well, Porrick, at the end. And, you know, when they're running down the clock, that's what happens. You panic, you try to get goals, you try to get on, and, I mean, they just didn't push forward in the end. I think probably a game that they could have possibly won and come away with 3 points here with Porrick.
Yeah, just looking at the passage of play in the first half. Well, Donegal came out the brightest. They got the opening point from Nicole Gordon. Then they got a goal from Amy Boyle Carr on the 6th minute. Galway responded with a goal and a point from Evelyn Doran and Sarah Connealy. And Nicole Gordon once again popping up from a point for Donegal. And Gerilyn McLaughlin getting on the act on the 13th minute of the first half, scoring Donegal's 3rd goal. Response then came from Galway in the second quarter of the first half. Tracy Leonard on fire, and Donegal winning at halftime with a marginal lead. 3-1 to 1-7 was the halftime score. In the second half, Galway came out with the opening first score against the breeze, it has to be said, from Roisin Leonard. Beamer Gallagher responded for Donegal, but then it was Galway who scored a goal on the point on the bounce from the inside forward line of Lucy Hannan. And it was Tracy Leonard getting the goal there for Galway. Up popped Nicole Gordon, who scored her 2nd goal in the 8th minute in the second half. But then it was Roisin Leonard who scored Galway's 2nd point in the first half on the 9th minute. Gerilyn McLaughlin found the range on the 11th and the 14th minute for Donegal. But then it was all Galway in that second quarter of the second half. It was goals from Tracy Leonard and also from Tracy Leonard and Lucy Hannan, and also Roisin Leonard inside. It's ended here from a Donegal point of view. Disappointment. 4 goals and 5 points for Donegal. 3-12 for Galway. And suppose, look, in that second quarter, it's plain to be seen there, Maureen. In the second quarter of the second half, Donegal just didn't get going.
Yeah, it's hugely disappointing for the girls there. There was a stage there where I thought Donegal actually had an extra goal. I thought they were a lot closer than they were there, but in fact they weren't. I was looking, I was confused, and I thought it was nearly even Stephen's game there, but it actually wasn't. A 4-point game again. You know, that's nearly always a 4-point game deficit in some of these ladies' football games. But I wish Donegal had a pushed on there. It was good to see Geraldine coming back on there. I suppose they just pushed her on there to see if they could get the goal, Porrick, in the end. But they will be disappointed because they went out in the second half. You know, they had a very comfortable first half, Porrick, and they played brilliant football, and they just couldn't get in. I mean, credit where credit's due. Galway were very good defensively today. They were tirelessly over and back. They kept Donegal out around the 45-metre line, and I suppose we just didn't have the personnel there maybe to be taking those long shots. That's what happened with Galway. I think they slowly and steadily you know, waited and waited and got their scores on the board, even from frees. And we missed a few frees out there today too that, you know, were very important, and they all add up in the day. I mean, 4 points could be easily making up over the course of a game. And they'll be just disappointed not to have come away with a home victory here today. But, you know, as well as that, when you're looking forward, a lot of great displays of football out there today. From Deirdre Foley, had a very, very good game. Evelyn McGinley maybe pushing forward, and Nicole McLaughlin at times maybe in and out a wee bit today. And a lot of pressure again on Gerilyn McLaughlin as usual. She stepped up to the mark, and Nicole Gordon, fantastic display of football out there today. I mean, she come away with 2 cracking goals and a couple of points. Brilliant work for her. Amy Boyle Carr, better first half maybe than in the second half. And you know, it's promising going forward for Donegal. I know they lost today, Porrick, but, you know, it's early days in the league yet, and I just feel they're building on what they have at the minute, and it's a super performance out there from the girls today too.
Okay, big thanks to Maureen O'Donnell in co-commentary duties this afternoon. Disappointment for Maxi Kern's side. They've been defeated here by Galway in the Little Ladies National Football League Division 1 on the final scoreline. Donegal 4 goals and 5 points. It ended Galway 3 goals and 12 points.